The town of Dover is moving forward with construction of a new bike path, but that's only after a major change to the plan that had divided the community concerned about maintaining its rural character. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on the controversy.
The center of Dover is a crossroads with a market, a pizza shop, a library, and not much else besides a railroad track. Its decaying ties disappear into the encroaching trees, undisturbed by the passage of trains now for 10 years. The MBTA owns the track, and a group of people in town have big plans for it.
Right from the beginning, we saw the conversion of this rail into a trail to be a form of connection for Dover.
Kevin Bann is beaming as he stands in the tracks talking about the 2.7-mile bike path he envisions here.
We saw it as being a place that would connect disparate parts of the town, the southern part to the northern part. We also saw it as a place where people could connect to their health. And we saw it as a place where our community could connect to one another.
The rail trail, a wide path made of crushed stone, comes all the way through Needham until you get to the Charles River. But then, just as you get to the river, there's a fence. Then you see the rails, and then there's a couple more fences, and on the other side of the river is Dover.
The original plan was to extend the trail across the bridge into Dover, but Bann learned from conversations with other people in town that too many of them did not want people coming into Dover from Needham and beyond. So if he wanted this project to pass, he needed the path to stop before the bridge to Needham, and it won't connect to Medfield on the other end either. But at Dover Town Meeting this week, Bann's concessions did not allay the concerns of all opponents. Missy Gramer led the opposition to the trail.
So we just want you to understand that the remainder of the corridor in Dover could be developed in the future and easily connect to the other towns. And if it connects, that means there's higher utilization, and that will result in higher taxes and more services in our center.
More than 800 people turned out to discuss the proposal. Opponents worry that the bike trail will attract too many people on road and mountain bikes. But Sarah Molyneux argued there's no reason to worry.
We could be families like you and me. I'm very proud of us in Dover tonight for going green, and I'd love to see us get out of our cars and onto bikes.
Many want to keep Dover a rural community. Among them is Ralph Slanker, who's lived in Dover for 26 years.
My name's Ralph Slanker. My wife and I live at 30 Donnelly Drive. We've been there for over 26 years. I'm here to speak against the rail trail because I think it will irrevocably change the nature of Dover. We live in a rural community. It's not suburban, and that distinction is important.
Opponents have worried about crime. Ty Howe, a supporter of the bike trail, wondered if it would increase crime, so he contacted police forces in 8 other towns that have rail trails.
They reported that there were no problems, no increase in crime.
Finally, the vote was called.
The motion carries 475-334.
The Board of Selectmen can now lease the land from the MBTA for 99 years. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.